Welcome to the Mackey Motors tailgate. Head coach for the Audubon Wheelers, Sean Burks, joining me here today. Sean, we appreciate you joining us.
You bet. Appreciate it.
You guys close out the season 8-0, district champions here. A pretty good season for you. Take me back to that last week there, Xyra Elkhorn and Kimbleton. You guys scored 40-some points in that first quarter there. What was clicking for that offense?
We were just super efficient. You know, I think our longest drive of the night was was four plays. In the first half, I don't think we had a drive over two plays. So, the kids understood the blocking assignment early, and we made some adjustments from there. But for the most part, it was very efficient. Kids blocked it really well. And then once we got the running game established, we went to the air for an explosive pass play in there as well. But I think at halftime, we had eight offensive snaps with 60 points on the board. But also, you know, when we looked at our huddle, our 33rd clip of the game was at 24-0 in the first quarter with about 3 minutes to go. And then the next time our offense was on the field was 60-6 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter with the JV offense. And, so there was a stretch there where we didn't touch the ball in the second quarter because our defense had a pick six, our defense had a scoop and score, and then we had a punt return touchdown as well. So, you know, we ran eight plays, but we had eight offensive touchdowns, or eight touchdowns, five offensive, two defensive, and one special team. So all three phases were clicking really well, and were really explosive and efficient.
For you guys to, like, kind of keep your offense off the field there to see that you can score in every single aspect of the field, do you feel like that's about the perfect time to be able to see that starting to go that way as well?
Yeah, we've been challenging our special teams unit to kind of, you know, match that focus. There was times where our special teams early in the year weren't, you know, matching where the offense and defense were. And I feel like the last few weeks they've gotten a lot more consistent. So you always want to be playing your best ball this time of the year. And it's good when all three phases are complementary to each other.
And for you guys, was it anything that you changed, or do you feel like everything just clicked defensively and on the special teams to be able to get that type of performance?
It's just kind of that continued progress. You know, we've been focusing and repping a lot on our kick coverage units. There's some guys that are on that are some reserves and also some starters but it's primarily upperclassmen still. It's not like we're putting a bunch of freshmen in and expecting a touchback, and then we have the emergency plan when there's not a touchback. You know, Orm's kicking about half the time about a touchback. So we have to be ready to recover. And early in the year, we weren't doing a good job on the backside of squeezing down. We weren't doing a good job on the front side of maintaining leverage. We weren't doing a good job in the middle of staying in our lanes. You know, we just weren't piecing all three of those things together that in eight man, if you're not very good in your kick coverage unit, you're going to give up an explosive play. So that was big there. And then return wise, you know, our kick returns and punt returns have gotten a lot more consistent lately. You know, Jorgen's averaging 20 yards a punt through the regular season, which is a crazy number on his volume of like 20 punt returns. You just don't see someone averaging that kind of yardage on that many attempts. So that shows you how good he is. Also shows how good his blocking has been as well. So kick return, Paxton and Jorgen have taken the majority of those. Paxton's done a really nice job with that. But this week they squibbed and onsided about every time. So there wasn't a lot of return yardage, but I thought we did a good job of making sure that we handled that as well.
For you guys as well, I know the plan probably was not to rest the starters for that full game there, but to be able to get the starters a little bit of rest, do you feel like that was key going into the postseason?
Yeah, we left our starting offensive line in for a couple extra drives just because, like we said, they only had eight snaps at halftime. They didn't get a lot of reps, but we wanted to get some of those skill guys out, keep them healthy, allow some of the younger guys to run with some varsity linemen. It was a nice kind of way to start subbing, and then we kept subbing from there. And you want to be as healthy as you can be at this point in the year, and we came out of Friday as healthy as we could expect.
For you guys now hosting the opening round against Lennox here, what do you feel like Lennox's defense is going to do to try to stop that offense that has been explosive?
You know, I think the thing that I've seen on film from them, both when we played them 2 years ago and this year, is they're very aggressive. You know, they're going to be man. They're going to dare you to run by them. They're going to use their athleticism and aggressiveness, and they're going to try to make TFLs. They're going to try to play in your backfield. And it's worked for them in the past. We had a tough time with them 2 years ago. There's been some teams that have had a tough time this year as well. They have a really good scheme there as well.
For you guys now, what do you feel like you need to do to keep them out of the backfield?
Yeah, communicate. Make sure we know what our blocking schemes are. Just understand that we have to understand that they might blitz, they might not, they might twist, they might not. We can't be surprised by anything. We have to do a good job of understanding, you know, kind of the if-thens. If this happens, then this is where I go, and kind of go from there.
For you guys as well, what kind of offensive sets have you seen them guys run on huddle or on film or whatever you guys have seen them guys do?
Yeah. They want to be under center, split back, really shove it down your throat, very old school, just run lead right at you, and then run some dive. But they're also a little more multiple. You know, they're comfortable going shotgun as well, or they can use motion, they can hand it, they can pull it, they can throw it. You know, they're multiple. The thing is, they want to run it. You know, about three fourths of the time they do run it. It's, you know, very much a pass it when we have to, or pass it when we want to on play action. But they're capable. The Stokes kid is a playmaker at receiver. They've got some nice looking tight ends as well, but if they can establish the run, you're in for a long night.
For you guys as well, is that an offense you guys have seen so far this year, or is that something that you guys are working on to try and emulate at practice?
We really haven't seen a lot. We really have not seen a lot of it. So that's a little bit different for us. But we'll make the best of it, and we'll try to rep it. But it's hard to rep when other teams do exactly. So we're shotgun based. So teaching our JV kids how to, you know, take the snap under center, some of those things will be a little bit of an adjustment, but hopefully we can get there through the week.
For you guys as well, what do you think is the biggest point of execution to be able to come out with a win here in the first week of the postseason?
I just think it's all three phases clicking and being ready for a little adversity. You know, when the bullets start flying on Friday night, things aren't going to always go great. You know, there's been games this year that's been easy. There's been a lot of games this year. It's been really easy, and we've been able to pull guys. But that's not going to be the case this week with Lennox. They're going to give us a four-quarter battle, and I want to see our kids execute and respond to adversity and make adjustments and stay the course for four quarters.
For you guys as well, I know some of your guys haven't played four quarters particularly often this year. Do you feel like you guys are still ready to play four quarters of football?
I think so. I think they're enough game conditioned, and the weather's cooperated, but it's different. You know, it is a little bit different when you have to play that style, but we're confident our kids will do just fine.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck with Lennox.
Thank you. Appreciate it.